As we counting down to another Christmas, how would you describe this upcoming Christmas? And if you have a choice, I just want to know what kind of color will you pick for Christmas 2022? Talking about Christmas colors, I'm sure that red is the most traditional Christmas color for most people. And I'm sure you will have seen this classic image. This is really classic, right? I don't know how many of you like drinking Coke. You know, I am a Coke Zero drinker. So this, I love this, you know. In the 1930s, Coca-Cola launched an ad campaign, actually, showing the iconic image of Santa with his red Santa Claus clothes and happily drinking a bottle of Coke. And it really established red as one of the most significant Christmas color. Okay, so this is the first color, right? So besides red, what other colors? Maybe I can, you know, ask you, would you choose for Christmas? Anyone?
Green.
Green. What else? White. Yeah. One more.
Blue.
Blue. Blue. Okay. Interesting, huh? Well, I'm wearing green today, and I didn't pick red for some reason. And I like green too. You know, this my thermal is green as well. I'm sure anyone will agree that green is also a very popular color. It's very, and green, without green, it cannot complete the top holiday colors, right? As you remember, my family, at least a decade ago, when we first bought it. Our first IKEA Christmas tree. You know those time, you know, I don't know how much is it now. Are they still selling this? Way back it was, what, I don't know, $10, maybe $15, maybe. And then you get the coupon back, right? And then, so basically it's free. And we brought this back. Oh, the aroma of Christmas tree, you know, fill the whole house. And it's simply unique. And the green color, I'm sure, is quite perfect match for the winter holidays, right? The third color I can think of, guess, is white. White is for sure another iconic color for Christmas. And I'm sure, even though we are, most of us are quite young, you probably have heard about Bing Crosby famous song, right? White Christmas. I'm sure you probably will get sick of it in the next 2 weeks. The radio, you know, will play it all the time, 24 hours kind of thing. And do you know that? You know what time the first White Christmas song was performed? It was 1941. Almost, what, 80 years ago already? Wow, that is quite an old song. But seems to be quite popular, right, so far. And in Vancouver, I think this is a timely thing. When I draft this message, I didn't know what's the weather like, but I'm sure nothing is more Christmassy than seeing your world transform into a winter wonderland with magic sprinkle of white snow. Even now, it seems to be nothing. I can predict that in the next 24 hours, something will happen. So, you know, let's see whether we'll have a white Christmas this coming year. So besides red, besides green, and besides white, do you know that blue, actually, someone, I heard blue somewhere here, right? Blue is also being associated with Christmas in our history as well. Blue Christmas in the Western Christmas or church tradition actually is the day in the Advent season, as Pastor Carson has been mentioned, the Advent season, marking the longest night of the year. And on this day, some churches, our church didn't do it, will hold a special church service that honors people who have lost loved one and are experiencing grief. Actually, it's very meaningful. Last year, I saw it somewhere online, because last year, most churches did not meet in person. So I heard there was some blue Christmas service online, but I didn't join it. So while Christmas is joyful for many, many people, Christmas can be blue for some of us. And talking about blue Christmas, let me share with you mine. My mom passed away 6 years ago. It was November. Christmas 2016 was the first Christmas that Mom was not around. I still remember I went to Richmond Center, browsing all the Christmas card at the Hallmark store. I think it's gone now, right? I don't know, is there any more Hallmark at all in Vancouver? They're all online or somewhere else. There was one moment when I realized that I'm no longer looking for a card for Mom and Dad, for obvious reason, right? So for this past 5 years or so, I need to look for a card only for my father. And also I realized that Christmas dinner will never be the same without Mom. She always wear red, you know, bright red sweater, but it won't happen. And I realized that under the tree, there won't be a gift for my mom, where she always would prepare a gift for all of us in our family. So 2016 was a blue Christmas that my family and I would never forget. How about you? Maybe you haven't gone through a real blue Christmas, thank God. But as our world is counting down for another Christmas, we understand too well hardship in life does not stop on December 25th, right? According to a recent poll, 86% of Canadians worry that a potential recession is coming very soon. And more Canadians are worried that they won't have enough money to feed their family. I don't know whether you will feel that. Maybe you heard about that. And perhaps you are overwhelmed by a prolonged illness of a family member's. Emotional and mental health challenges won't take a break over the holidays. You probably heard about that. And tensions and unresolved issues in our relationship will likely continue after the New Year's countdown. Even though I sound a little bit pessimistic, but I think it's real, right? So as we're approaching the end of 2022, some of us may feel stuck. Even though Christmas is coming, you know, people are planning, celebrating, but deep inside you, you feel stuck. We are stuck in a world with different kinds of pain and suffering. And there seems to be no end. And this tough moment will ask God, how long? When will it end? Or why? Why me? Or why our family? We're asking lots of questions. Or even we'll ask God, are you there? Why are you silent in my pain, in my suffering? So as we continue our series called The Morning Star, besides knowing that Jesus Christ is the morning star, is the bright morning star, yes, we know that already, where do we find hope? Where do we find courage to face all the dark moments in life? So in this evening, let's spend some time on Paul's writing from the book of Romans and see how he can teach us a little bit wisdom about Blue Christmas Survival Guide. If you miss my title, tonight's title is called Blue Christmas Survival Guide. In Romans chapter 8, Paul gave us a reality check about life. And according to Paul, that reality has more than one layer. And let's tackle different layers one by one. First layer, pain is real. Pain is real. And this is from the Bible. When he wrote to the Christian in Rome, the capital of Roman Empire, there's no denying that life is tough and pain is real. In chapter 8, verse 22 and 23, Paul wrote, "For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruit of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Because of sin, the whole creation, the whole world created by God has been affected. The whole world is in pain. And after Adam and Eve turn away from God's goodness, from God's authority, death was introduced into the world. We all know it too well, the Bible story, right? And creation was under bondage to corruption. Creation was affected. And I'm sure that I don't need to go into details, right? As we all been distressed by news of natural disaster around the world, wildfire, droughts, flood, hurricanes, cyclones, blistering heat wave, climate change, and my daughter reminds me, the starving polar bear. Yes, Chloe teach me about that. She did a project for that. God's good creation originally is created, designed to be our dwelling place, is our home, suffered deeply under the effect, the curse of sin. And while some may think that, okay, well, since I become a Christian, maybe I don't need to go through all of those. Sorry, the Bible did not say that. Paul pointed out, interestingly, that the reality is that not only does God's creation is in pain, God's people who have received the promise of the salvation are also groaning. Do you believe that? Christ's follower also experienced pain and suffering. There is no exception. And of course, in Romans chapter 8, Paul did not stop. I mentioned there are different layers, right? Paul did not stop at this first layer of reality. He showed us a second layer, thank God. Otherwise, you know, if we get stuck in the pain, then we say amen, you know, that will be a really blue Christmas. But here, he showed us a second layer of reality. Pain does not have the final word. Pain does not have the final word. And it's real. Well, there will be times when we feel that life is full of endless suffering without meaning. Paul reminded us a deeper layer of reality. Pain does not have the final word. And suffering is not eternal, thank God. In God's story, pain does not have the final word. Let's go into Romans again, 8:18 and 8:21. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to corruption and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. There is freedom. Here Paul is comparing kind of two reality. First is a suffering of this present time. He affirmed that. He did not deny it. But also, there is more than that, the future glory that is to be revealed to us. So there are two different realities. And Paul is totally convinced that pain and suffering do not have the final word. Even though it might be the darkest hour at the end of the dark night, morning will come, right? Remember the morning star analogy, which is not just analogy, it's real. At the end of the tunnel, darkness will end. God's glory will be revealed. Bondage will end. And freedom will come. The suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. Thank God. This is a much bigger picture. This is a much deeper reality. So just imagine, let's imagine together. At the end of the tunnel, things will be restored. At the end of the tunnel, things will be redeemed. Things will never be the same. Think about maybe it's your grandma's cancer. Maybe it's your mom's depression. Maybe it's the broken relationship with your best friend. Now, it doesn't look good, right? But in one day, God is going to restore that person. God is going to redeem that relationship, there will be a day. Even though we find things hopeless and meaningless, but Paul told us that this is not the whole picture. God's glory, the best, is yet to come. But if all we've got are these two layers, right? Pain is real. Pain does not have the final word. Perhaps some of us may wonder, well, it's nice to know that pain will not have the final word, or pain will not be endless. But knowing about the future glory does not really help me to face my present painful feeling. Does not really help at all. The future is too far away. And in fact, I'm not even sure if I have the energy to get through 2022. How will you answer that? Well, thank God, Paul did not just stop at this second layer. Paul pointed out that there is yet a third layer. A third layer. Well, we only have three layers tonight, okay? The third layer. So let me introduce that. In the midst of pain, you are not forgotten. In the midst of pain, you are not forgotten. In the midst of pain, you are not forgotten. In chapter 8, 26 and 27, Paul reminded us that the Holy Spirit is our helper, our intercessor. He helps us. He even prays for us. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches heart know what the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So Holy Spirit is not just, you know, some spirit up there, you know, doing his own thing. Holy Spirit, one of his main job description is praying for God's people, praying for us. There are moments when you simply do not know what to say, what to pray. But let's remember this wonderful passage. The Holy Spirit pray. Intercede is a heavy word, but it's praying for you, right? Intercession, praying for us according to God's will. And talking about prayer, I still remember a praying experience at the ICU in the hospital in North York General Hospital. 6 years ago, as I mentioned, my mom actually, she was admitted to the hospital because of leukemia, an acute kind of leukemia. From emergency, she was transferred to the ICU overnight and with ventilators and many tubes. I can't even remember. Thank God COVID was not there yet. Otherwise, we probably cannot even go into that ICU. So thank God at the time, all our family members were able to visit her, but usually one at a time or two at a time. So we need to take turns, right? And so one afternoon, it was my turn to stay with my mom. At that time, mom was a little bit drowsy and it was not easy to talk to her. So basically, I need to be very creative to find things to do. You know, I was there probably for at least 2-3 hours. So think about, you know, in ICU, you can, you know, bring your own computer and do work, right? That's not the right thing to do. So after many days of struggles, I must admit that, you know, we were all tired. Our family were tired, not just physically, but also emotionally. So I was thinking, when I go into that ICU, how should I pray for my mom? At the time, we send messages to friends and, family members updating mom's situation, and then we ask them for prayers. But honestly, deep down in our heart, I'm not sure what else I can pray for, right? But suddenly, God reminds me, while mom is in ICU, she is well taken care of. You know, there are doctors, nurses, you know, everyone's around there, right? So all I need to know to do now, actually, God reminds me, is to praise him. I didn't expect that, you know. What? Are you sure? Well, God reminds me, you can praise him right here, this ICU. You can declare who God is. Okay, I didn't expect that. I didn't plan for that. So I kind of slowly, I forgot whether I bring my Bible at all. But at that ICU moment, instead of asking God for more, because we keep praying already, right? I started to praise God for who He is. He's our strength. He's our fortress. He's our shepherd. He's our shield. So I kind of, you know, one by one, I keep on try to declare who God is. I forgot whether I wrote it down, but this is the direction. God reminds me, hey, you can still praying, but praise Him. I cannot recall how long that lasts, but it was unforgettable. When I was stuck in asking God for more, the Holy Spirit guided me to take a step to praise Him, to declare who He is. Even though after that visit, you ask me, oh, is there any miracle happened? Well, nothing immediately happened to Mom. But I knew that. After that afternoon at North York General Hospital, my faith was strengthened. In the midst of pain, remember, you are not alone and you are not forgotten. And also from Romans chapter 8, 28 to 30, Paul continued to remind us that God did not forget His beloved people. Romans chapter 8, 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. And for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined, this is a heavy word, to be conformed to the image of His Son. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. In a nutshell, God is eager to complete His promise, His plan to His people. He is good. He is a God who chooses. He is a God who calls. He is a God who makes us right. He is a God who is willing to share His glory with us. God will not forget those He loves. God will not forget those He loves. And our suffering is not the end, and it does not define us. So in the midst of pain, remember, you are not forgotten. Blue Christmas survival guy. Perhaps you're experiencing a Blue Christmas in 2022. In the midst of pain, in seemingly it is the darkest hour in your life. But remember, with God in the equation, pain does not have the final word. And in the midst of pain, you are not forgotten. This is the Blue Christmas survival guy. I was reminded a song from the movie Frozen 2. I don't know whether you have watched that movie. It has been a while. I forgot which year was that. At the darkest moment of that movie, Anna is faced with uncertainty about what to do next. After losing both her beloved sister Elsa as well as Olaf, in her song, well, I'm not going to sing it, don't worry, Anna concludes that when not knowing what to do, anyone remember, anyone really studied that movie? One must do the next right thing. The next right thing you are. Well, I almost think that I should play that song, but I just have a screenshot here, sorry. You are lost. Hope is gone. But you must go on and do the next right thing. Take a step. Step again. It is all that I can do to do the next right thing. I won't look too far ahead. It's too much for me to take. But break it down to this next breath, this next step, this next choice is one that I can make. So tonight, if some of us among us, you feel that you are stuck, if pain has been too much a reality in your life, let me invite you to take this small step in your heart to make room for a miracle from God. To make room for a miracle from God. After all the tough moments, perhaps you have stopped praying. Perhaps you even have stopped believing in prayer, honestly. But tonight, I want you to invite you to take a small step to go back to God and do the next right things. Perhaps your heart is like a clenched fist for weeks or even months already. But tonight, let's try to change your heart so that your heart will become a little bit open again to God. Make room for a miracle. Make room for an open heart for God and seek God with a simple prayer, because we know that Holy Spirit is praying for you tonight, right now. If you got stuck and do not know what to pray, let's take it one at a time. Make room for a prayer. Make room for a miracle. As we just read, even at that very moment, God the Spirit would intercede for us with groanings too deep for words. So perhaps, as we are facing this Blue Christmas 2022, in the midst of pain, in these dark hours, just remember, with God, pain does not have the final word. In the midst of pain, you are not forgotten. Let's spend a few moments of silence, and I'll close with a prayer. Jesus said, "I am the bright morning star." The morning star usually appears at the darkest time of night. When it appears, there's no sign of the dawn. But when it appears, you know that the night cannot withstand the dawn. It is just a matter of time until the dawn wipes the night away. Let's pray. So Lord Jesus, as in this world full of suffering, in my life full of pain, have mercy. Have mercy and help me to remain faithful to you. Give me strength to cling to you. Help me to keep my eyes on you, the bright morning star. Lord Jesus, help me to know that the battle was already won on the cross and you have the ultimate victory. So tonight, give me courage to keep following and do the right thing. Lord, help me to make room for a miracle at Christmas 2022. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.